Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This.
Yay! Have you seen his Instagram?
They need
this Felger and Mass.
They don't use crank enough.
On 98.5.
Yeah, not really.
The Sports Hub.
Final hour here on Agenda Free Friday, which is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis,
attaboy!
Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com.
Two kinds of belly buttons, an innie and a...
Audi.
There you go.
Those Audis there at the Bernardi Auto Group. Sweet. Okay, your calls on everything that we just mentioned. Whatever you got. Paul in the car on the craft story. Go ahead, Paul.
Guys, you kind of just touched on it, but now that I think about it more and more, I think Bob Kraft has been more than a frequent guest there, you know, at least more than two times. And the more he drags this out, the more questions he's raising. How does he know these people? I mean, why would the manager and the owner be the ones that service him? I mean, all these questions, he's raising them himself.
Right. So I think for every, like, excuse, there's a whole other range of questions. Now, if he gets off on a technicality, bad police work or a bad investigation or some sort of method of acquiring the evidence doesn't hold up in court, the camera placements or that traffic stop or whatever, if that doesn't hold up and he gets off on a technicality, that's sort of different. But this whole thing that was brought up yesterday in the Post about it being the owner and the manager or at least one manager, I'm not sure if it was the owner or not, but, you know, the gals who were in charge, for lack of a better term, and that he may have had relationships with them or he knew them or... Well, that does raise a whole bunch of different questions.
Sure it does, yeah.
What and the league, and so again, it's not about legality. It's about, well, so on a personal level, it's like, that's who you're hanging out with? Like, that's like, yeah, ew. But from league standpoint, it's like, well, that's your associates? That's who you're, so you're carrying on with those folks and then exposing yourself to arrest and public ridicule. I mean, I'm not sure if that's suspendable by league standards, but I think it is.
Well, I mean, I would argue that it is. The way it's worded, and look, I'm not out to get Kraft. I just think that he's kind of in, you know, he's in the frying pan on this one. And so the way that standard is stated by the league, that it doesn't have to be a criminal act, anything that brings sort of embarrassment to the league can get you suspended.
All right. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out.
And just quickly, because we mentioned this detail earlier, the cameras went in the day before he went.
That's right.
I mean, so to the caller's point, like, he's been there before.
So some people are implying that they were waiting for him.
Oh, they knew he was coming.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. They may not have known the next day, but, like, I wonder, maybe they had access to some sort of appointment book or, you know, because.
Or, no, but they had been surveilling the place for months. So maybe they saw him. They were like, dude, this guy's here all the time.
So that could be, too. Yeah. I mean, to me, they knew he was coming. It may not have been that they knew the next day, but they knew he went a lot or whatever.
So do you think those cameras were specifically for Robert?
I think that if not specifically him, for him or a handful of people. I mean, I don't know that. Would I guess that? Yeah, I would. I mean, sure. It benefits them to have someone like that involved in it, right?
So again, I don't know if it's legal or not, but from what I said yesterday, if I lived in that neighborhood and that place was carrying on like that in my neighborhood, I would call the cops and say, guys, I'm taking my kids to the Outback to dinner, and there's dudes rolling in Bentley from Palm Beach, jumping in for 15-minute massages and jumping out, and they're coming every day, and I don't want to get this thing out of here. So you never mind the the front window, the table showers, asterisk blank. Like it's just sort of, I was so blatant about what they were doing. I don't blame them for wanting to get it out of there or exposing those guys. I just, you roll around like that, then you get what you pay for.
No, listen, no matter what the particulars are, you're still leaving yourself open to embarrassment and something worse when you go in there.
So, but maybe Robert has a case to get out of it. And maybe he does. And that's entirely possible. Lord knows, you lawyer up enough and dig in enough, you can usually find a way, especially with these misdemeanors and these courthouses down in Florida. The question is, does the league, if the authorities down there drop the charges, okay, we don't have a case, we drop the charges. Does the league then say, oh, they dropped the charges, there's nothing to see here? So that's the second question. We'll see about that one. We've got Sam. So listen, we've been playing this sound before because, and as you'll hear, I think Kyrie Irving called out Brad Stevens the other night. We didn't even know it when it happened, but he called him out pretty good, almost mocked him. And a caller said, if it's determined that the players don't like Stevens and the star players can't get along with Stevens, or the star players are tuning out Stevens, and you're the organization and you have to choose between Stevens and the players, what do you do? And
Maz, fire Stevens.
Maz said very plainly,
fire Stevens.
Okay, you choose the players over the coach. So that's the context. He's not saying fire Stevens right now for no reason.
Fire Stevens.
You fire Stevens if it's untenable between he and the players. You choose the players over the coach. Sam on the couch. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Here's the thing. That Irving is not Michael Jordan. He's not LeBron James. He's not Larry Bird. He fights with his own teammates, throws him under the bus. Now he's going after the coach, and now you're going to say fire the coach when this guy isn't going to win you a damn thing? This is where you have officially become a B.O.B. boob.
Good job, Sam. It's a fair question. Is Kyrie worth firing a coach over?
Yep.
Yeah. Is James Harden worth firing a coach over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I thought I'd get a no on that.
No, and
you'd rather take that a-hole over a coach?
Yeah, he's got talent. Yeah,
well, I don't want him. Also a quitter and a loser.
Okay, I don't want him being the best player on my team, but if you put the right guy around him, you can win.
Oh, so you'll answer Michael Westbrook or the coach?
Westbrook.
Nah, see, I'm not a Westbrook fan because he can't shoot. So, you know, now again, but honestly, if you give me any star player or a coach, I'll take the player. The coach goes. See you later. In that league? Now, you want to tell me football or something else, and then we have a different discussion. A lot of times I'll take the coach. But in this case, tell me what guy, what coach in that league ever schemed his way to a championship?
It doesn't really exist.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't, period.
No, but I think coaches have, and I'm with you. It's not a coach league. But you need something here on this team to get these guys to get along.
Agreed.
And fight for each other and whatnot, and it's not happening. So a coach could affect that.
Sure.
A Phil Jackson, a Popovich, someone like that, a Pat Riley could affect that.
Yes.
Stevens has not.
Yes. So he hasn't yet, and I'm even willing to grant you, Stevens could grow it. Like, in the long run, this all may be good for Stevens, especially if Ainge backs the coach and says to Kyrie, no, it's not you or him, it's both of you. I'm keeping both of you, and you're just going to have to figure it out.
So along these lines, Brady and Lowell. Go ahead, Brady.
Hey, am I on?
You're on.
Okay, hey, Mr. Maserati.
Yes.
All right, you said instead of firing him, but why don't we trade him to the Pelicans with the package of Jalen? And
So Brady, I'm just going to stop you. We've done this. We've done this. It's easy to do it now when everyone's down on Stevens. The brilliance of us is that we did it last year when they had the best record in the league. And the owner came on the next time and said, that's one of the top three stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. But we had Stevens traded last year, remember?
Correct.
For maybe even a second.
Do you want to call Wick and demand an apology?
Was it a second round pick we had him traded for?
Might have been. I'd do it again, though. Seriously. I'm sorry. I know it sucks. It's one of the things that really sucks about that league. There's a lot of things I like about the league, too. I'm not telling you that the league blows. Because overall, I'm entertained by it. And particularly when the Celtics are good, I'm into it. I'm absolutely into it. But the fact is that if you have to choose between talent or the coach goes. The coach goes. Almost. Yeah. And I don't know that there's ever been a scenario, really, in NBA history where a player, a championship caliber player, a nucleus player, and a coach didn't get along where a team kept the coach and got rid of the player. I don't think it's, I'm not sure it's ever happened.
Okay, something has just crept into my board and infected it. I can't believe we're going to be asked this question, but I'll do it back to back. Quickly, Paul in the car, your Bruins take.
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
Good. What do you got?
Listen, I've decided to join the fickle fan Murray wagon. I'm down on the green, and I'm into the Bruins right now. And I'm not going to suggest the Bruins are better without Pastrnak, but I want an explanation as to why maybe they're playing better without him.
Okay. Let me just – Chris in the car. Go ahead. What's your take, Chris?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Welcome. And I'm holding it like a pizza. But I was thinking the same thing. But I want to ask you real quick, would you take Hightower or McCourty – just like your punter or your kicker.
Okay,
sorry, guys. Thank you.
Your comment line said Pastrnak may mess with chemistry. So I had two calls on my board that hints along the lines of, are they better off without Pastrnak, or is there some sort of addition by subtraction?
No.
No.
It doesn't exist in hockey. I mean, the only way it exists is where they say, okay, our best player is out, now we all have to pick up our game. So that's the positive impact, okay? We've all got to be sharper. We've all got to do more because our best guy's not here. But it's not like basketball. There's not chemistry issues on the ice like there is with other, I don't think. It's not the same. It's not like they have to share the puck. You get 45 seconds a shift and there's four lines. And that's pretty much the way it goes. And the third and fourth liners are playing less. So if you're telling me Danton Heinen was pouting because he wasn't getting ice time and now he is with Pastrnak gone and that's improved chemistry, I'll tell you to F off. It doesn't work that way in hockey.
No, and last night was proof, even though they won the game and beat the bejesus out of the Lightning, that was a beat-up team themselves with how much they played. No, the proof last night is that Joakim Nordstrom was out there and he got too much ice time, as it is. And with him being out there is proof that, you know, there's still a hole. If you have Pastrnak back, his ass is planted on the bench. You don't see him. They're not better without Pastrnak.
I mean, I can see locker room chemistry affecting a team. So, for example, like that whole thing that happened in Ottawa with Hoffman and Carlson and the wives.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like,
sure.
Someone's got to go, right? But in terms of the, you know, sharing the puck, no. The other thing is hockey players, for the most part, don't have egos.
Well, not like basketball.
They accept their roles.
Oh, this occurred to me, too. The whole Marchand Johansson thing, you know, Marchand could have ended his career last year, and Johansson just ripped him after he finally came back from his two-month-long concussion and, like, you know, rightfully so, really called out Marchand for that hit. Just imagine, and then he joins him last week and calls him Marshy and say, no, it's all water under the bridge. Hey, it's all good. You know, that happens in hockey. I'm really thrilled to be here, and Marshy's a great guy. Maybe we'll go grab dinner. And just, like, total non-story to the point where he's calling him Marshy on day one. Can you imagine if that were a basketball? If that were an NBA thing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is Brad going to talk to, what's his name, Marcus? Is Marcus going to talk to Brad? Is Brad going to talk to Marcus? What's Brad saying? How about Brad and Marcus? Did Brad and Marcus talk to each other? Brad and Marcus looked at each other on the floor. Did you see the way Brad and Marcus got up from that timeout? Can you imagine all the drama that would be involved if those were NBA players?
It'd be insufferable.
It'd be painful. In hockey, it's like, no, I just talked to Marshy. Water under the bridge. We're going to get dinner.
Oh, yeah, no, we're all good.
Non-store.
Excuse me, I got to go take my teeth out. I got a game to play.
All right, speaking of the Celtics and Kyrie Irving, we didn't put the time, but I just want to reset this thanks to an emailer.
Fire Stevens.
Turns out Kyrie Irving was not bitching about the commentary about the team or the media coverage of the team or the fan response to his team. It turns out he was probably calling out and mocking his coach. I'll tell you what I'm talking about right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
If you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Point now where you just don't worry about the standings. You just get back to playing good basketball, and then wherever you stand when the season ends.
You can't worry about the standings now. It's too late in the season. I mean, you know, obviously the 4 or 5 spot, but, you know, it's pretty 1-2 is pretty much locked up, 1-2-3. So, just play to, as long as we get there. I can't wait for this, all this other BS about regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over and again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I just want to be at the highest level playing. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
So thanks to emailer of the day, Dan Z. Again, I don't reveal last names in case these are important people. I don't want to be outed emailing sports radio hosts in the middle of the day. But great email.
Names are changed to protect the innocent.
Exactly. By Dan Z. That we all heard that comment. That was Kyrie Irving after Wednesday night's loss to Portland. Okay? And I interpreted it, we all interpreted it, as him bitching about the media coverage or the fan narrative or just the drone of regular season commentary. I can't wait for all this other BS about the regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I thought he was bitching about us. Turns out, according to Dan Z, he says in an email to me, that is a shot at Stevens. Keep getting better is his catchphrase. He says it all the time. For example, it would be like Tom Brady saying, quote, I'm sick of all this do your job BS and talking about do your job over and over and over again in the regular season. I can't wait for the postseason.
Not to cut you off, but we actually have a real example with the Patriots. Remember Julian Edelman on Instagram going into the season last year when he's getting worked on, the best ability is pliability?
Yes, he mocks a Belichick catchphrase. So I'm like, huh. Is that a catchphrase of Brad Stevens? Was Kyrie Irving really getting on Brad Stevens? And so I started to listen to Brad Stevens' press conferences, and we played you 14 different examples earlier in the show. I'm not going to do that, but like four examples. I'll give you four examples. And I just picked random ones. This was from an interview with Beadle and Zoe on November 14th. This was the day after they lost. I think it was in Portland. And Kyrie Irving came out after the game and said we could use a 13, 14-year vet in here to da-da-da. And that was like one of the first times during the year we went, huh? What? And anyway, so this was the day after that. And it's also when we started to say, should Gordon Hayward be in the starting lineup? This guy doesn't look right. So they asked Brad Stevens about rotations and sending Hayward to the bench.
But I don't think right now it's as much about our rotations. It's about everybody getting a little bit better.
Okay, so just simple enough, and the follow-up answer was this.
I'm gonna let us have a chance to play better, and I think that's where we are, and hopefully I'll coach better, and we'll play better.
Okay, how about just number 11? This is after a game they lost in which Kyrie Irving played, but was on the bench for a little bit of a stretch in the second quarter, and they, I guess, played poorly during that stretch.
It's become too much of a regular thing for our team, and we need to be a lot better than that.
Okay, so just in fact, I'm not going to have you listen to all 14. Well, this is just an example of Brad Stevens and this verbal crutch.
We got better as
playing better. We've got a lot of guys that can play a lot better. So I just think we all can be a little bit better. What you can do better, and there's obviously a lot that I can do better. It's about everybody getting a little bit better. I'm going to let us have a chance to play better. Hopefully I'll coach better and we'll play better.
We need to be a lot better than that. We find ways to play better together. We need to play a lot better. And
we just have to play better. Play better as a group. We have to play a lot better defensively if we want to be a good team.
We could have played better.
He's the better man.
And Irving comes out excellent. Irvin comes out the other night and says, I can't wait for all this BS about keep getting better and talking over and over and over again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. He's calling out his coach. Or
Feels that way.
He's mocking his coach.
Yeah, he's mocking the whole thing. Like, you know, to me, it's like, oh, guys, please shut up. You don't know what you're doing. Let's just get to the playoffs.
We've all done it. I know I have. We've all busted somebody's balls over a vocal crutch, especially a boss. And this is what Kyrie Irving's doing to Brad Stevens. It's about he's the better man.
It's about the coach. That's what that comment was. So good job by the emailer. And exactly. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the better man.
He lies and acts like things aren't grim. Brad is the better man. He drew up screens at Butler. He's plain white bread. Brad is the better man.
So we can work on that. But how about that? So to this, I would say, Kyrie, you tool. You tool. Oh, you're above getting better during the regular night. Now you're going to mock the coach because the whole thing is like circling the drain?
No. I mean, why? He doesn't have to get better. He's already great.
Yeah, you're already the man.
There's no room for growth for him.
I forgot.
He's not alone with this. I'm sure Morris plays into it. Same with Jason Tatum. Like, again, the co-workers get in on mocking the boss on a vocal crutch.
Well, but think about this. It's so the coach is doing his job in saying, guys, the regular season is about getting better and building towards a postseason. We haven't done it yet. We got to keep getting better. And the players are like, F you, man. We'll get back in the playoffs.
I mean, that's what it feels like.
That is not a healthy situation. I'm sorry.
No. And again, to me, what Stevens is saying is coaching 101. But so I'm almost as disturbed about the whole dismissing the philosophy.
Right.
As anything else. What do you mean? You're not interested in improving your seeding and maybe getting a home series in the first round? You're not interested in helping the team work through its issues? You're not interested in that? Now, look, at this stage, I do understand. I sensed this the other night in Toronto when they answered the questions the way they did. They're done with it. And Morris is right there with them. And I don't know, maybe they get a couple of days off and they recharge a little bit, and who the hell knows? But it feels like it's like, dude, I'm done. We've been talking till I'm blue in the face, and there's no point in talking anymore. You don't get it. We don't see eye to eye because you don't get it. So you know what? Let's just get to the playoffs and see what happens then.
So anyway, thanks again to Dan Z, the emailer. That was good. That was a good one. Here's Zach in Middleborough. What do you got, Zach?
We're going to have to call up whoever wrote the Bible and amend the Holy Trinity to include the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Kyrie Irving, because that's the way this guy talks about himself.
Unbelievable.
Like he's the Messiah. I mean, what a pompous jerk. Who wants to follow a guy like that? And it's just fascinating to me that it feels like in the blink of an eye, this guy's dethroned David Price for the most annoying athlete in Boston award.
He's up there, Zach. I agree with you. And the thing is, I don't know if he's good enough to be that. I think he's amazing. I think he's a top 10 NBA player, maybe top 5. I think he's terrific. But it's not like we're talking about a 3-time, 4-time champion here who has repeatedly been the number one leading teams to. So if you're that guy, then you get to walk in and yes, it's what I say goes and follow me and that's it. He's not that guy to carry on like this.
No. No, and look, again, if you were to say who the top 3 players in the league are, like I sort of rattle off LeBron, Durant, Kawhi Leonard. Like those three guys.
So you've finally bought all in on Kawhi.
I have. I've seen more of him. I admit I was wrong on Kawhi Leonard. I couldn't have been more wrong. He's a bad man. Boy, he's really good. And so I think he's the kind of guy that is dangerous in the postseason because he can take over a game at both ends.
Definitely.
He's that good.
Dave in New Bedford. Go ahead, Dave.
This is a good afternoon, guys. This is a question for the butt kissing brigade for Tony and Jim. How do you think? Why would you think? You don't want to be left at the altar July 1st, all that kind of stuff. What makes you think Kyrie's going to change if he stays and has all that money? He's going to be the same person.
Maybe.
But now that you have him under control, a couple of years, he'll just run out like AD. There's no reason to think he's going to change. I'm a Philly fan. I'm from Philly. I'm a huge Sixers fan. I hope you guys get him. I hope you keep him. I hope you trade Tatum. I hope you get AD because it's all going to blow up. There's no reason to think that Kyrie's going to change. He's not going to change no matter how many years you have him under control.
Yeah, I hope you keep Ben Simmons because he sucks. if you want to start going down that road.
He'll continue to be a giant pain in the ass, and I'm sure even paired with Anthony Davis, he would be as well. But those two together and whatever remaining pieces still give you a better chance to actually win a title. You might not have the longevity, but a better chance to win a title than if you don't.
And I also think...
I hate it too, but it's the reality of the league.
He drives me nuts. I think he's insufferable. I wonder if he's more trouble than he's worth, all that. But that being said, it wasn't this bad last year because he wasn't out the door or there wasn't this great uncertainty. And I think that's really crept into everyone. I think it's crept into Kyrie's head. I think it's crept into those young guys' heads. And we've talked about this a lot. There's foots out the door. There's feet out the door. Either Kyrie's gone or those kids are gone. And it's one or the other. And so it's like, why would... And it's, you know, it's the veteran group and the young guy group. The veteran group is Kyrie and Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart. But Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris is gone too.
Correct.
So it's like... The young guys look at those old guys and say, you're gone. You're out of here. You don't even want to be here. And you weren't here last year when we did what we did anyway. Morris was, but you know what I'm saying. Because they're saying that to Kyrie. So there's no buy-in there. There's no trust. There's no... And the old guys are probably the same way. Like, you guys got lucky last year. You had nothing to lose. And oh, by the way, Danny wants to trade all your asses for Anthony Davis. So what are you chirping about?
I mean, half the roster is going in one direction. Half's going the other.
So that's a big one. When that's eliminated, it should be better. Kyrie's always going to be an a-hole. Or whatever he is. He's always going to be a handful. I'll say that. He's always going to be a handful. But that thing will be eliminated, and that thing has made it much worse.
The part about Kyrie that irritates me more than anything is the idea that he left Cleveland because LeBron was an insufferable tyrant. That's what he was. LeBron was. He was basically a tyrant. And he got everything he wanted. He threw tantrums, and he held the team hostage with his talent. Kyrie hated that. And now he's doing it here. I mean, it's basically like that's the part I don't get. Instead of looking at LeBron and saying that's what not to do, he looked at LeBron and said,
through all world history, Maz, it's happened over and over again. Persecuted peoples gain their freedom and then turn around and persecute someone else.
I mean, really, it's unbelievable.
It's just the way it is.
You would think you would learn, no, I didn't like it, so why would I do it to someone else? And instead, it's no, this is the way it is, so I'm going to stick it to someone. Dumb. Just dumb.
Murray's update, then a final segment of your wonderful phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's hard to say that any one person is being targeted when there have been 25 arrests. These are people from all walks of life, all socioeconomic statuses. So it is crazy to think that we're targeting one person when Mr. Kraft got caught up in the midst of a larger sting that netted hundreds of people through many different counties.
Again, Dave Ehrenberg, I asked you before, Maz, do you think they planted the cameras just for Robert? We're waiting just for Robert.
Oh, I think there's a real chance of that, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Ehrenberg would say categorically not. We continue. That was the lead story this week, for sure, the Robert Kraft situation down in Florida. Mike and Wellesley, your thoughts?
Hey, boys. So I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but I wanted to reference a 2008 Globe story that involved a high-end escort that extorted a very high-profile businessman. And she received a reduced sentence, which was sort of unfounded in that case, in exchange for keeping who it was that she was extorting.
No, people have mentioned it. Joan I can't pronounce the last name.
Vinaki.
Vinaki in the Globe wrote about it.
But the judge in that case, Mark Wolf, his son at the time also worked for the Patriots, and that was kept out of the Globe story.
Okay, so a lot of people have wondered whether that's Kraft over the years. So now those people who thought that was Kraft, maybe you have more ammo to think that it's Kraft. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So, I mean, it's been rumored for years. I have no idea. No idea, not on my radar. Brandon in Sandwich. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, hi, guys. How's it going tonight?
Going good. What do you got?
I just have a question about the way the law enforcement handled it. To have a sting where they're taking video and make the girls go through it kind of seems like the equivalent to, hey, let's catch a predator, but let the predator perform an illegal act with the kids so that we got solid video evidence.
Yeah,
if I was a civil rights lawyer, I just feel like I would be all over this one. How are we protecting the dignity?
Yeah, hey, Brandon, has that been a big cause of yours, you know, before this?
I guess in the sense of, like, sexual victimization,
So until this point, you were really concerned about the masseuses in these massage parlors down in Florida. That was something what was on your radar.
Once you heard about what they were going through, yeah, why not?
I don't believe that. I believe you're trying to divert from the fact that Kraft got caught up in it. And I think that 99.9% of the people I hear around here say that. Well, why'd they let this continue for the masseuses in there? They're being victimized. Like, you care? You didn't even know about it or care about it or think one thing of it until Robert got arrested and now is trying to get out of it.
Right. So here's what I would say. Caller, that generally speaking, you're right. I don't know where the line is that you stop, but does it change the fact that he was in there? Like, you know, diversion thing bugs the crap out of me. Like, you know, let me just create this smoke screen and change the argument so I don't have to acknowledge something that is really indisputable, which is that there's video of him in there doing something that appears to be illegal, even if he denies it. So, again, I don't know where the line is in terms of, you know, how long they let the investigation go and let someone stay in what amounts to slavery. I don't know. I don't know where that line is. But does it change the fact that Kraft was in there?
No, but it's something else to talk about other than the fact Kraft was in there. Mitch in the car, what do you got?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just want to chime in on the whole coaching in the NBA. I agree totally with Maz. It's definitely a star-driven league. I mean, I just look back at when Luke Walton took over for Steve Kerr. I think it was back in 17.
30-0.
Luke freaking Walton, that guy sucks. I mean, it's a star-driven league. The only thing with Kyrie, though, is I think Kyrie is like a 1A player. I mean, I think you need someone at his talent level or a little better. I mean, I don't think if you have guys lesser than Kyrie, I don't think he's going to be your guy to bring you a championship. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Mitch, I'm agree on both cases. I think didn't they set that record to begin the year with Luke Walton as their coach?
I think so.
Was it Kerr, it sounds right.
Yeah, no, that's right. I think that's right because Kerr had missed time.
Either that or Mike Brown or one of them. Like they
they were almost even rotating at one point, weren't they?
Yeah, so it makes no difference if when you have talent like that. The question is Kyrie, does he demand that sort of yank?
So if you're asking me if he's LeBron, Durant, or Kawhi Leonard, my answer is no.
Is he worth firing a coach over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he is.
Well, no, I mean, you're on record.
Fire Stevens.
Yep.
I know it sucks. Okay, I know it sucks, but that's the reality of that league.
Let's grab Justin in Connecticut on the quiet one. Go ahead, Justin.
Mari, please tell me there's more space on that Bruins train. I got to get on.
Oh, of course. All aboard, Justin. Come up 95.
I was at the game last night. I love it. I was at the game last night. Kraft was awesome. Felt like a playoff game. I got to say, though, this kid, Heinen, I know he's been playing well with Bergie and Marshawn. But honestly, Mike, if we suck you on the first line, you would get 30 points. he's out there. He won't fight in the corner. He gets knocked off the puck. Any adversity he faces physically, he shies away from it. And I think in the playoffs, it's not going to work. With Pastrnak coming back on the first line, I think that's going to help out a lot with us playing forward, especially with the way we're going now.
All right, but just let me tell you, if the line is producing, all right, so let's say Heinen's getting thrown off the puck and what you're saying is right. I don't know if it's as bad as you're saying, but let's just say it is. But they're still putting up the points. What's the diff? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. There is no dip.
If not giving up goals and they're plus players and et cetera, then it doesn't go ahead, get pushed off the puck if you're scoring and they're not. And I just think they should be a little careful with that because they can't have one line again. They can't have one line. And if they're getting points with Heinen up there, then why do you need Pastrnak up there?
You don't.
If you're more balanced with him with Krejci. So, like, I'm okay. They have options. Johansson on the third line. Okay, I got it. Or, no, Johansson with Krejci, Heinen back on the third line to balance out Coyle. Like, fine. Okay, but if the Krejci line isn't going, they got to be a little more flexible than they were last year to move Pastrnak down.
That's yeah, honestly, I don't know that I would mess too much with what they have.
Heinen has worked up there.
Yeah, Pastrnak's going to be on the first or second line, right? And then I would say of Heinen and Johansson, whichever one's playing worse, you move him down a third. Like, to me, that's pretty much how I would do it. Heinen has 11 points in his last 11 games. So, look, I don't think
I'm telling you, it's working.
Yeah, I don't think the guy's a great player. And then, you know what? If you get into a playoff game and you're down a goal late,
yeah,
well, change it.
Exactly.
Put Pastrnak with Bergeron and Marchand and send him out there for, double shift them, whatever.
Just be more flexible on that than you have been in the past. You want to start Pastrnak there, that's fine. Larry in Dorchester, your thought on the Celtics.
Hey, everybody's not talking about the bench. I'm not worried about Kyrie. Kyrie can do all the talking he wants. He's doing good on the court there, but I'm worried about the bench. Brown and Rose and Hayward. All missing defense assignments. That's what he's more frustrated about.
Okay, Larry, I'm just going to stop you because we'll just...
Recently, I would not put Jaylen Brown
been good.
In that conversation. If anything, he should be off the bench and in the starting five, and it should be Morris who should be on the bench.
Agreed. Rozier and Hayward,
oof.
Trash.
I mean, his general point, though, is right. Like, forget about who the first five are and then the next three. Depth was the alleged strength of this team coming into the year. None of those guys have been good. What good does it do you to have depth if the depth sucks?
Sucky
there's
depth
the next t-shirt.
Sucky depth is not depth. It's true.
It's just, depth is worthless if it sucks.
Steven North Attleboro on the Bruins. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, on the Bees, that caller just before the other one kind of changed my option on what I was going to say here. But, you know, Pastrnak has to go back on that top line. It was the biggest producing line in the entire league. I don't see how you don't put him there.
Because it's not about the line, it's about the team.
Yeah, but listen, DeBrusk is a natural left winger. When he was playing on the right side of Krejci, they were rotating Donato and Heinen
on
the left.
Right. I don't want him on the... No, he stays where he is.
Says keep him with the Krejci line on the left. Keep Pasta up top. And then you've got other options down below that. I mean, you can throw Johansson down on the third line with Coyle and whoever else on the left. You could...
So
who? Larrick there, but I don't see how you can move Pasta down on a second line.
Yeah, Steve, so who plays right wing on the second line?
Would you just stop? Would you not encourage it, please? That was hard enough as it was. It's tough game.
I don't want DeBrusk on the right side on the second line. I want him on the left side. Yeah, we're going to leave him there. Who's playing the right side? Yeah, and you can move Johansson down to the third line, but I want Pasta on the top line. Oh.
I think Rich Peverly's been a good player. Daniel Paille on the left side.
That is
Brad Marchand at center.
Marchand.
Jordan Caron on the right side.
Caron.
Johnny Boychuk, explosive shot.
Yes, no, the lines are fluid, though, Teddy.
Krejci at center.
Paille. Still my
Lucic
favorite.
Lucic on the left. Daniel Paille on the left side. These lines are fluid.
They're fluid. They're definitely fluid, Ted.
Dodge Debris.
Where is he, by the way?
Good question.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I believe he's in Florida right now calling college basketball games for like ESPN 3 or something.
Good for him.
He loves college hoops.
Good gig for him.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Perfect.
And you know what? If the weather's better than it is here, good for Ted.
God bless. Tip of the cap. God
there's
bless
a,
you,
there's
Teddy.
A coach that he was friends with up here who's coaching down in Florida who got him a play-by-play gig, too.
All right. Good for Teddy.
Dodge Debris.
I hope he's doing well.
Dodge Debris.
No one reads a Bruins lineup like this guy.
Punishable by 2 nights in jail and a $5,000 fine.
I think Rich Peverly's been a good player.
Thank you.
I like Peverly too. Yeah,
PJ in Brockton. Go ahead, PJ.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Two quick things. Listen, Mr. Kraft got caught. Everybody's going to start making excuses. He got caught. No one's a bigger Patriot fan than I am. Listen, you got caught. We all know what he was doing in there. Just come out and say, look, I made a mistake. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have did what I did. Come out, be outspoken about the whole, sex trafficking and the whole nine yards. It'd just be a spokesperson for it. As far as the Celtics go, you can't get rid of Stevens. If they get rid of Stevens for Kyrie, I'm going to go nuts. But thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, babe. For, on Kraft, it's simple. Like, don't we want anyone to, if you do something wrong, own up to it and take your medicine? Like, that's just what we want on anybody. Take the names out of it. Take the names and the things out of it. You do something wrong, you own up to it, and you take your medicine. That's it. Simple as that.
Isn't that what you would teach your kid?
And so anything short of that, it looks
weaselly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a basic life lesson.
Yes.
You teach someone to accept the fact that they're human, that they make mistakes, accept the responsibility for it, and again, you know, in the case where it's done intentionally or whatever, then you learned a lesson and you suffered some embarrassment or penalty for it, but then you move on. That's it. That's what it is.
All right, that'll do it. Fresh Fuppets, a really good one from Hardy, coming your way next in the final word.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That would be Town Fair Tire. The
Nobody.
Best prices and great free service. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Doing a Do we have multiple things or just a Fuppets?
Just a Fuppets. So this is new from Hardy.
Yeah, so let me just set it up a little bit.
Yeah, set it up.
It's two-pronged.
Two-pronged.
Prong one would be the Danton Heinen thing, which is we've looked at his game in the past and said there's really not much there. And furthermore, we've mocked my friend DJ Bean, who said he likes Danton Heinen because he plays a quiet game.
Quiet.
So then he's become the quiet one, which is, I would agree with DJ Bean that there were a lot of nights that I would watch Danton Heinen play and say, yep, very quiet. Almost to the point where I would say he's silent.
Very, very quiet.
Heinen started to play well. Wouldn't you know it, when he gets put up, Stumbly there gets hurt, and they put Heinen up with Marchand and Bergeron, he starts scoring points, starts looking good, and starts being a real factor.
Oh, yeah, now he looks like Wayne Gretzky out there.
And so that immediately brought on the And so this is related to those two prongs.
Yeah, two prongs.
Okay, the Hardy Fuppets on NBC Sports Boston. Enjoy the visual with the audio. If you're listening, we'll blast it out in all of our socials. I think we have already anyway. Yep. So here we go. Here are the Fuppets. Did you watch Danton Heinen last night?
Oh, yeah. No, he was good.
Well, I don't understand your tone. Why aren't you giving credit for that?
He's playing with Marchand and Bergeron. They could put you out there and you'd get points.
Okay, but that the plays he made were the plays that he made. Before that, he was just sort of a quiet 40-point guy where...
No, I like that, the quiet one.
The quiet one. Maybe all this is in my head now because as soon as anything happens, all anyone does is think of Felger and Mass.
That's a good thing.
Like, it is a good thing, but it's you can tell it's sort of getting to me a little bit.
I've noticed.
Kyle Van Noy is sticking his ass in our face.
Mm-hmm.
So now Danton Heinen makes a couple plays, and Steve Conroy sends out a tweet that says, oh, I guess Danton Heinen doesn't suck.
They were very subtle passes, weren't they?
Yeah, so what are you saying?
Shh. Quiet.
Yeah, several good visuals there.
If you want to capture someone's attention, whisper.
Those are a big thing on YouTube nowadays. The AMSR videos is what they're called. I think that's what the acronym is.
What the hell are you talking about?
They're whisper videos. It's like a thing. People actually make money making these things. They put them on YouTube now, and it's like people just talking like this.
And they whisper to you?
Yeah, it's supposed to relax you.
And they make money?
A lot of money, man.
Ooh. Yeah. It's the new yelling. Okay. I have something I can pitch to the company.
This will never work. Never work here. All right.
Mike, your sports take is wrong.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.